The revolving door between elected office and the lobbying industry is well known, and it's just about as old as American politics. So it came as not a real surprise to hear that only weeks after dropping out of the presidential sweepstakes, former Governor Rick Perry was, as many have and do, offering his expertise to connect private industry with public officials. Indeed, David McSwain of the Austin American-Statesman reports that Governor Perry has been keeping busy of late, making connections between a well-known state commission and a far-from-well-known tech company. Mr. McSwain, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
First off, the players. We, I guess, all know Governor Perry, former Governor Perry. What about the commission involved here? What is that?
The Texas Lottery Commission.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, whose chairman also happens to be the treasurer for a dark money, so-called dark money PAC that supported Perry during his presidential
run. Well, you say dark money, fill in the blank there.
It's a 501c4 that's allowed to fundraise and spend on behalf of, you know, certain social issues, and they don't have to report the way traditional campaigns would.
So long as they don't collaborate with the campaign proper.
Right.
Yeah, that's the rule there. Okay, now what about this tech company?
So the tech company is a company called GovWiz, of which we know very little about.
Let's stop for a moment. GovWiz?
GovWiz.
GovWhiz.
One Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Incorporated in Delaware, not in Texas. Virtually unheard of. And seemingly overnight has connections with the former governor and two of their lobbyists are top aides to the former governor for many years.
Okay. GovWiz. do we have some idea, any idea what their mission is? I mean, the name sounds, I guess the pun would be cheesy, right? sorry, I just had to slip that one in. But it's not exactly Lockheed Martin. I mean, if you're going to make connections, you would think that someone with the, I don't know, the Governor Perry was head of the state for longer than anyone else. Why is he... I don't want to say stooping, but this seems like a very small player amid a sea of larger players who no doubt would love to have Governor Perry make some connections for him.
Right. That's a really good question. You know, in Texas politics, being able to open doors and make those connections makes you extremely valuable. And the former governor is, you know, a big player. And to, you know, for a relatively unknown company to be able to set up a meeting through the governor with the commission is definitely interesting. And there's just a lot of unknowns. We've asked the company, you know, exactly what they're, you know, what they're trying to sell, what their business is. And the CEO, a guy named Morgan Wurstler, has really dodged those questions. He said things like, you know, we're in deep stealth mode. We can't really tell you.
We're in deep stealth mode.
Deep stealth mode, a term he used many times in our interview. And, you know, best we can gather based on emails we've seen from their communications with other agencies, this company is really interested in developing web applications for government agencies. You know, one example is the Health and Human Services Commission has a program called Texas 211, which connects veterans with services through the commission. It's sort of a web app. It's been around for a while, but you know, they were interested in redeveloping that and getting a slice of that business, according to emails we've gathered. So it looks like they're a web apps company. They're fledgling. They're not incorporated in Texas, but they got an office right across from the Capitol.
Okay, so what about a comment from the Lottery Commission? Have they acknowledged that the governor has former governor has been involved here?
They have. Their spokesperson confirmed that last Monday, the governor set up a meeting along with Kathy Walt, his longtime advisor and press secretary, to connect the vendor, GovWiz, with the chairman, Winston Krause, and the executive director of the commission.
Obviously, there are a lot of missing pieces here, and this is a story that you continue to cover for the Austin American-Statesman. You can follow that coverage at statesman.com. David McSwain, thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us what you know about this unusual connection.
Thank you for having me.